السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله
says that the non-Muslims allege against the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that God forbid he brought such a religion in which accepting harshness and fighting and murder and nothing else is to be found in Islam, and the tolerance and the freedom in of conscience and religion is not to be found in Islam. And that is why, because of this teaching, has become the character of the Muslims. I have stated many times before that unfortunately there are some people among Muslims who have been helpers in creating such a view. And unfortunately, because of their such thinking and such actions, they have created such feelings, absurd feelings among the Western countries against the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and have provided them such opportunity. Whereas we know that among some sections and some groups' actions are entirely against the teachings of Islam and its moral code. The Islamic teaching is such a beautiful teaching because of its beauty and good aspect, no one can remain without being influenced and affected by it. We find the mention of this beautiful teaching many places in the Holy Quran, which says you should do good to the non-Muslims, look after their rights, do justice to them, and not to use force against their religion. And there are many other commandments for tolerance and for the followers of Islam as well as for the non-Muslims. Of course, in certain circumstances, the fighting is allowed. Only in such a situation when the enemy takes the first action and breaks the covenants and goes against justice and is using oppression. But even in this, no group and no section of community which has this right, it is the government which has to take a decision as to how to stop such injustice and oppression, rather than starting a organization in the name of jihad and starts operating in this field. In the time of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, there were special situations created for fighting and being forced. Muslim has to take defensive action. And as I have said, that the organizations in the name of jihad these days, without justification and without having just powers, have started raising slogans of wars, and with their misbehavior have given this opportunity to the other nations, and they have become emboldened that they have shamelessly have attacked the holy person of the holy personage of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whereas this personified mercy and kind to humanity and a great man who had protected the human rights, that even in the state of war, the Holy Prophet ﷺ did not let any opportunity go or slip which did not provide facility to the opponent and the enemy. Every moment of his life and every action that he took is a witness that he was a personified mercy, and such a heart existed within him that no one else could have done the demand, fulfilled the demands of justice which he did, even in peace, in war, within his home and outside, in the day-to-day dealings, as well as in the covenants and agreements he made with the other religions. He had kept the freedom of conscience and of equality, which he set high examples of. And then when, as a victorious person, he entered Mecca, and he had forgiven the people who had submitted to him and had set a high examples of this teachings of Islam, that la ikraha fid din, that the religion is a matter of the heart. I do desire that you should accept the true religion and accept Islam and create means of your forgiveness, but there is no force in this and no compulsion. his life was of forbearance, of equality, and is filled with such examples of justice and kindness. Who does not know that within his 13-year life after his claim to prophethood in Mecca was so deeply suffering, and he and his companions suffered deep oppression, and they were put on hot sand on the midday sun, and they put hot stones on their chest, and they were flogged, and women were killed by splitting them with their two legs. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ was also oppressed, and sometimes when he was in prostration, they put the intestine of the camels. And in the journey to Taif, the street children were let loose who were stoning him and abusing him. And their leaders were also inciting them and encouraging them. The Holy Prophet ﷺ was so deeply wounded that his feet were bleeding. There is also an incident of Shab Abi Talib, that he, together with his family and his followers, was boycotted there, and they gave nothing. They had nothing to eat and nothing to drink, and the children were suffering with deep thirst. And if a companion felt something soft in his feet, he would pick it up and put it in his mouth to satisfy the pangs of hunger. These were the circumstances compelled from which he had to migrate. And he migrated to Medina, but the enemy did not stop pursuing him, and they attacked Medina. The residents of Medina, they tried to incite against him. These circumstances, which I have mentioned in brief, if one is so oppressed and there is a situation of war and the oppressed is given permission to defend himself, then normally the one who is taking revenge, he tries that he should also take the revenge of oppression with oppression, and in the state of war everything is permitted. But our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, even in such extreme situations, had set great examples of leniency and of mercy and compassion. Only a little time had passed when he had come from Mecca. His wounds were fresh, and he used to feel the suffering of his followers more than his own suffering. But even then, he did not break the teachings of Islam and the principles of Islam. The standards of morality, which were part of his character and part of his teaching, he did not ignore them. In the Western countries these days, wherever they are fighting war, what extreme steps do not take. But you can see the great examples in his life, which is mentioned in the historical narrations, that at the war battle of Badr, where he had put his camp, Habab bin Manzar asked the Holy Prophet ﷺ, the a place which you have selected for camping, is this according to any revelation from God? Or have you selected this place yourself? Do you think this is a good place for army tactics? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that I had only selected for tactics. He said that, but this is not the proper place. You should take and take control of the source of water, and there we will fight. That situation, we will have an access to the drinking water, but the enemy will be deprived of the water. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, okay, I accept your proposal. So the companions put camp near their water source. After a while, the people of Quraysh, the enemy people, came to drink water from this spring, and the companions tried to stop them. But the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, no, don't stop them, let them have some water. So these were the high standards which the Holy Prophet ﷺ set, despite the fact that only a little while ago before, the enemy had stopped water and food to the Muslims, but here he allowed the soldiers of the enemy to have access to the water, which was under his own control, because this was against his moral code. The greatest allegation against Islam is that they have oppressed against the enemy. These people who had come for water, they could have forced them to accept conditions to take water, because the enemy has always been forcing Muslims. But the Holy Prophet ﷺ did not take that step. One may say that the Muslims were weak and did not have enough power, maybe to save and to protect themselves from war, they did made this they did this action. But this is wrong, because the each and every child of Muslim also knew that the disbelievers of Mecca are after the blood of the Muslims. And as soon as they saw a Muslim, they were ready to kill him. So this was not possible. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ never had such a doubt. All the Holy Prophet ﷺ did of his leniency and compassion was because he was personified mercy and adhere to the human values, and that is the teaching which he gave of such values. Then you can also see another incident that an enemy who have been ordered to be killed because of his atrocities of the past, not only the Holy Prophet ﷺ forgave him, but he also allowed him to adhere to his own faith. And this is how it is. This incident is reported, that Abu Jahl's son Ikrimah was like his father, enemy to the Holy Prophet ﷺ, and fought him all his life. And at the time of the Meccan victory, despite the Holy Prophet ﷺ's announcement of seeking protection and seeking forgiveness, he took up arms and fought against the Muslims. And because of these crimes, he was declared to be put to death. But no enemy could stand against the Muslims, and then to save his life, he ran towards Yemen. Then somebody asked his wife, Abu Jahl's wife, asked for forgiveness, and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with his kindness, forgave him. And when she went to inform him, but the Ikramah did not believe that I have unleashed such atrocities and I fought them to my last chance. How can I be forgiven? So it was his wife who went to see him, and she brought him back somehow, and he presented himself to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and wanted the confirmation of this news. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave a wonderful treatment of kindness to him, that firstly he stood up to respect him because he is the leader of the opponents. And after his inquiry, he said, yes, I have forgiven you. Ikrimah said that, can I adhere to my own faith? I have not accepted Islam. Have you forgiven me in this state of idolatry? The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, yes, of course. At this, Ikrimah's mind was open for Islam, and involuntarily he said, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you are the mercy, to personified mercy, and by showing this miracle of compassion, he accepted Islam. So this is how Islam has spread, with the good moral values, and because of the freedom of conscience that it gave to people. This good treatment and this arrow of the freedom of conscience in a second had turned the heart of such a person as Ikrimah. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has even allowed the prisoners that they can follow whatever religion they want. But we should tell them about the teachings of Islam, because they don't know. Because this will gain you nearness to God. And we are conveying the teachings of Islam only for your welfare. There is another incident which has been mentioned. Sa'id ibn Sa'id reports that he heard Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, say that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent a delegation to Najd, and they brought a man of Banu Hanifa as a prisoner, and they tied him up with a pillar. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came and said, O Samama, what justification you have? That how, what do you think, how you will be treated? He said, if you were to kill me, you will kill a murderer. But if you will do favor, you will do favor to some who values favor. And if you want some ransom, you can fix any ransom. And my people can pay that. Till the next morning, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came back to him and asked Imama, what do you think? The Imama then said that I had submitted to you only yesterday that if you were to do favor, you will do favor to such a person who values people's favor. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam left him. Then third day, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to him again and said, O Imama, what is your view? He said, whatever I had to say, I have said. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, that free him, and he was freed. He came to the mosque, did ablution, and recited the kalima, and said, "O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, by God, your face was most hated by me, and now my situation is, the heart has turned, that I love your face more than anyone else. By God, your faith I hated the most, and now your faith is most beloved to me. I used to dislike your city more than anyone else, and now your city is most beloved for me." What do you say that I wanted to do Umrah? What do you suggest? The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave him the glad tidings and congratulated him to accept Islam, and asked him to do Umrah, and may Allah accept it. When he went to Mecca, they said, "Have you become a Sabi?" What the nickname they gave to the Muslim. He said, "No, I have believed in Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and by God, there will not be a grain of wheat from Yamama to you." And then beat him up, or they tried to beat him, and because he said no grain will be coming to the Mecca unless the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gives permission. So he went back, and his people stopped any export of grain to Mecca, and they were in a dire situation. Then they reached the Holy Prophet, they visited the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we are dying with hunger. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not say that you will get the grain only when you become Muslim, but he sent the word immediately to Yamama that you should export the grain. And because the young and the children and the elderly want food, need food, and therefore you must not stop it. Now you can see this Samama, who was the prisoner, did not say to him that now you are under our control, you become Muslim. They continue to give that treatment for that great compassion to them. And then he also, for 3 days, he approached him and then freed him. And then immediately after being freed, the prisoner had presented himself to be a slave to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the good of my faith and my physical life lies in this slavery. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not say that now you are a slave to me and submitted to me, do what I say. But even in the situation when the he was facing danger, he wanted his good end, that he should not leave the world in such a situation when he is not supporting the faith of this final Sharia law, and so that he should have the means of his forgiveness. And then the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "Accept Islam." And it is reported in Muslim that a servant became sick. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ visited him in his sick bed and said, "Accept Islam." And the Holy Prophet ﷺ looked to the people. He looked at the people. With his own conversion, he accepted Islam. When he accepted Islam, it was certainly with that the treatment of compassion and the freedom he was given which was because he had submitted to the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and accepted that it is the true religion and he must accept it. It is not possible that this personified compassion and mercy could think of any evil for people. He always calls other people to whatever is good. So this is the freedom which the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam established. And you cannot find a similar example in the world. Before his claim to prophethood, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was backing the freedom of conscience and freedom of religion. And he disliked slavery. For example, when Hazrat Khadija, may Allah be pleased with her, after marriage gave all her possessions and her slaves to him, he said to Khadija, "If I am the owner of all these things, then I will use them and spend them whatever way I like." Therefore, the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "I immediately free all the slaves," because Khadija said, "I have no control over it. This is the everything now belongs to you." So the Holy Prophet ﷺ called all the slaves of Khadija and said, "As from today, you are all free." And most of the wealth he distributed among the poor. The slaves which he freed, one among them was by the name Zaid. He was very intelligent. He understood the point that this freedom which I have been given now, the stamp of this word slavery is now ended, but my good lies in this, that I should continue to be a slave of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, "It is true that you have freed, but I would not feel myself free. I will continue to be your slave." So he stayed with the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and their relationship of love and compassion continued to increase. He belonged to a rich family who were well-to-do, and the robbers had taken him away and they sold him, and eventually he became this in property of Hazrat Khadija. Therefore, as his relatives were looking out for him, they learned that he is in Mecca, and they visited Mecca, and when they learned that he is with the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they visited him and submitted that no matter whatever ransom you set, we will pay it. Please let this child come with us because his mother is suffering. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "I have already freed him and I need no ransom. You can take him away." His son said, "I have met you. This is enough. I had the opportunity to see you. But now I cannot accompany you. Now I am a slave to the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and no question arises to separate from him. I love him more than my parents." The father and uncle of Zaid put much pressure, but he refused. Looking at this love of Zaid, the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that Zaid was freed, but as from today, he is my son. in this situation, his father and his uncle left Mecca, and Zayd remained with the Holy Prophet ﷺ the rest of his life. So after the prophethood, this freedom had become more prominent and clear. And because it was the Sharia law and command of Allah that he should free the slaves. For example, it is reported that a companion was flogging his slave, and when the Holy Prophet ﷺ saw him, he was angered, and at that the companion said, "I free my slave." And the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "If you did not free him, you would have been punished by God." So you can see, this is the true freedom. Then the freedom of expressing your view about other religions and to follow your own faith. After he had established rule in Medina, there is an example of this freedom. There is a report by Hazrat Abu Huraira, may Allah be pleased with him, that two people were debating. One was Muslim and one was Jew. He said that by God, Allah, who had given excellence of the Holy Prophet over all the worlds. And the Jew said, by Moses, who has been given excellence over all the world. At this, the Muslim was angered and he slapped him. The Jew came to the Holy Prophet ﷺ, and the Holy Prophet ﷺ asked the Muslim the details, and he said, "Do not give me excellence over Moses." So this was the great level and high level of the freedom, that although when the Holy Prophet ﷺ migrated to Medina to keep the peace, he had done an agreement with all the people there that as a result of those who had taken the agreement with the Muslims, and as a result of all the agreement of all the tribes, the Holy Prophet ﷺ was the ruler. But his rule did not mean that those citizens which are other than Muslims, you should ignore their feelings and their sensitivities. According to the principles of the Holy Quran, that he did not like that he should be given precedence over the leader of the other Jews. That therefore the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "You do not bring the prophets in your quarrels and debates." It is true that I have the excellence and Allah is bearing testimony, but we must not hurt the feeling of any residents here that you are comparing me to their prophet. I cannot allow you to hurt their sensitivities. To respect me, you will have to respect other prophets also. This was the level and the standard of his justice and his high respect for others and of freedom of conscience, that in his rule, sometimes the feeling of others than Muslims were taken more account of. There is another example of his justice and equality, that it is reported that two people were sitting in Qasiyah and a funeral passed near them, and they stood up for respect, and they said this was a Jew. And both of them said once a funeral passed near the Holy Prophet ﷺ, he stood up for respect, and he was told this was a funeral of a Jew. At this, the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, "Is he not a man, a human being?" So this is the respect of other religion and of humanity. These are the examples which creates equality and tolerance of differences of religion. And this is the teaching which creates leniency for others. And these are the feelings which develops affection, love and affection, and an atmosphere of peace and tranquility. But the worldly people these days only create hatred. In the Fatah Khaybar, the Muslims found some manuscripts of Torah, and the Jews visited the Holy Prophet ﷺ that, "Please return our holy book." The Holy Prophet ﷺ told the companions to return those manuscripts to them, despite the fact that because of their oppressive and unjust stand, they were being punished. But he did not accept that you should treat the enemy in such a way that their feelings are injured. I have mentioned only few examples. And there was a covenant. Once, according to that covenant, that is which was the covenant, which was agreement which was made in Medina, that he has put the various rules for it, and he had tried to create the feeling of the atmosphere of peace in that society. What was what he wanted? So that there should be peace in society, and human beings are respected and respected. The agreement which he did, some of the conditions were that the Muslims and the Jews will live sincerely with them and will not take revenge from each other. Despite the fact that the Jews continuously broke this condition, but the Holy Prophet ﷺ did good to them. And when they had been extreme and they had to take some action against them, the other condition was that every people should have a religious freedom. Despite the majority of the Muslim, you are free in your religion. And third was that all the residents' lives and their property will be protected and respected. Despite that someone is unjust or is oppressive, whether it is Muslim or non-Muslim, the criminal will be punished. And otherwise, it is the duty of the society to protect everyone's property and life. That all kinds of quarrels will be presented to the Holy Prophet ﷺ, and every decision will be done under the command of Allah. And the definition was that it will be according to the Sharia law which that group followed. The decision will be presented to the Holy Prophet ﷺ because he was the ruler, the chief ruler of Medina. And he had to take the decision and give the verdict, but that was according to the Sharia law they followed. When some decisions were done, decisions were made according to the Jewish law, and people object to that, whereas they were done according to their request under the Jewish law. Then the condition was that no group will leave Medina for fight without the permission from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because if you are living under a rule, you must follow these conditions. Now, this condition is also a guidance for the jihad organizations, that whichever government they are living, without their permission, they cannot go out fighting. Except that they can join their army, and if the army is fighting, then they have to fight. Then other condition is that if another people will fight Jews and Muslims, they will help each other against the enemy. That whenever they fight either of them, they will jointly defend themselves. And if there is a truce and they are having some, getting some benefit, then each person, it will be shared among all the citizens. And if the Medina is attacked, all the citizens will join together to defend themselves. And no aid will be given to the Meccans, because they had expelled the Muslims and they had taken refuge here. Therefore, those who live here, and they will not do any agreement with that enemy independently, that is, neither would they take any help from them. Every people will bear their own expense. In according to this agreement, no one will be protected from this, if they are criminals, that they are not be punished. Anyway, every criminal will be punished, whether he is a Muslim or non-Muslim. Then, to establish this freedom of faith and equality, he allowed the Christians to worship in the mosque of the Prophet, and the companions, some of them were not happy, but the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it makes no difference, they have the freedom. The agreement he gave to the that we will protect the boundaries of the Christians and their churches, their other religious places, no matter where they are in jungles or anywhere, it will be the responsibility of Muslim to protect them. And they will have the freedom of worship according to their own faith. And also it is obligatory for Muslims to protect their freedom of worship. And it is also obligatory for me to protect them, that they have now become the citizens of the Muslim state. And that you will not include the make the Christians join the fights which Muslims do, and their religious people will not be stopped to do their duty. We will not interfere in their places of worship. It will not be misappropriated. Their scholars and their rabbis and their religious missionaries, wherever they have, they will not be forced to pay tax. If a Muslim have a Christian wife, she will have full freedom to follow her own religion and worship her own way. And to repair churches, if they want some help from Muslims, financial or otherwise, they should give them the help. This will neither be the loan nor favor, but it will be to strengthen this agreement. And this is how we should help each other. So these were the high standards of the Holy Prophet ﷺ to establish the religious freedom and peace. And despite people to allege that he has spread faith with force and with sword, is extreme injustice. Promised Messiah ﷺ says that when the followers of the book and the Arabs had become very evil, and they, by doing evil, they thought they were doing great, and they were creating unrest and disturbing peace, then the Holy Prophet ﷺ was given the rule so that they could be, the oppressor will be helped. And because the Arabs were not under any king or any government, therefore every group were leading their life without any law. And because there was no criminal law there, therefore they were increasing in their criminality day by day. Therefore Allah showed mercy on these people. The Holy Prophet ﷺ was raised not only as a prophet, was also made the ruler of this country. And the Holy Quran was made such, completed with such law, which has all types of law in it. Therefore, becoming a ruler, the Holy Prophet ﷺ was giving the verdict of all quarrels. And all the people used to take the cases to him and ask him to make the decision. Once there was a case between a Muslim and a Jew, the Holy Prophet ﷺ gave verdict in favor of the Jew. And some ignorant opponents who do not read the Holy Quran properly, they think otherwise, and they allege. Promised Messiah says that the prophets and the rulers were different among the Israels. The rulers used to keep peace, but at the time of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, Allah had given both these positions to the Holy Prophet ﷺ, and by keeping the criminals separate, other rule was, which says in the Holy Quran, so this is the verse of the Holy Quran, that that oh, the messenger, if tell the followers of the book, do you accept Islam? If they accept Islam, they have been guided. If they turn away, all your work is to convey them the message. It does not say that you should fight them, which shows that the fight is only for those who were fighting the Muslims or disturbing the peace, or they were doing robbery and thefts. And that his action was as a ruler, not as a prophet. Therefore, he fought them because he was the ruler, not because he was a prophet. As it says, Allah, that as it says in the Holy Quran, that you fight with those in the cause of Allah, those who fight you, and do not be oppressors. Do not oppress, because Allah does not like the oppressors. So the Sharia, which was revealed to the Holy Prophet ﷺ, how is it possible that he could cross the limits? Even at the time of victory of Mecca, without putting any condition of accepting Islam, they were given freedom and had declared a general freedom and forgiveness. That he has given many options for them to come under a flag or enter some house or enter some premises that they would gain freedom. And this was such a high example which we do not see anywhere else in the world. He had made a general declaration, La tathriba alaykumul yawm, that today I give you full freedom and will not punish you for anything. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has given this a great example. This guy.
ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله